This is Packer and Durham on ACCN and Sirius XM Channel 371.
My partner is Wes Durham. It's Packer and Durham here on ACC Network as we continue to stream live on the ESPN app. You've got us on Sirius XM Channel 371. And as you know, there are a number of other radio stations that have picked up this program. And that's what we're doing. So, Mr. Durham, how are we doing on a Tuesday morning?
I'm doing well, and one of those stations is ESPN Radio in Asheville. I was on WWNC last night with Brian Hall and Mike Morgan, who have hosted a weekly sports show in Western North Carolina for many, many years. Good to be on with those guys, in part and parcel, because they are carrying Packer and Durham the replay every night on ESPN Radio in Asheville. So ESPN Radio in Asheville, I think, joins Charlotte, Raleigh, and New Bern in the state of North Carolina. And as we like to say, check your local listings for Packer and Durham the replay on terrestrial radio stations in the ACC footprint. So there you go. It was good to be on with those guys last night. They said to tell you hello. Wes Moore had been on the show with them earlier in the day. So Steve Forbes had been on there. So it was nice to be on with those guys last night. Appreciate them carrying Packer and Durham the replay on that iHeart cluster of stations in the Asheville area.
The more the merrier. That's all I say. If you want to jump on board.
That's what we always say. You've always said the more the merrier. Today may be a the more the merrier type show.
It is. Yesterday afternoon on Sirius XM 84 on off campus, I started messing around with the topic because a buddy of mine is Eddie George, and I'll preface how this whole thing got started and then how we're going to have fun with it ACC style on the show. As I was bored to tears watching the Masters on Saturday, Chester, Fuller, and an ice cube, with one eye open trying to stay awake as no one was doing anything in Augusta, I get a phone call. It's from my buddy, Eddie George. And Eddie and I did a gazillion shows together. We've always stayed buds. And he spent the night over at the house a couple of times. And all that. So we're buddies. So nevertheless, he gives me a call. And Wes, you'll appreciate this. He goes, what you doing? I said, I'm trying to watch the Masters. I said, what are you doing? He goes, man, I'm thinking about you. I said, well, what's going on? He goes, I just want to tell you, let me set the scene. So he describes where he is. He's having French toast at the Spanish Bay, overlooking the Pacific out there, which is one of your favorite places, one of my favorite places. And I'm giving him grief. I'm like, Eddie, man, what are you trying to make me jealous? He goes, I know how much you love it, and I just want to let you know I'm getting ready to go play golf. And so he's telling me all this stuff. I said, why are you doing this to me, man? I'm sitting here in Charlotte, North Carolina, with two dogs drinking bourbon, watching a bunch of dudes trying to win $2 million. You're out there at Spanish Bay having fun. He goes, well, let me tell you, tomorrow I'm going to go play Pebble Beach. I'm like, oh, you dog. And I said, so you must be working on your golf game. He goes, oh, yeah, I'm hitting pretty good. And he goes, well, I'm packing. The reason I'm calling you is I need to tell you something. And there was that 2 or 3 second pause. And we've all got one of those phone calls where, hey, I need to tell you something. And you're expecting in the worst, right? I'm thinking, oh, no, he's going to tell me he's ill or there's some issue that's major issue. And there's a pause. I said, Eddie, you all right? He goes, yeah. He goes, I wanted to let you know I'm going to be the head football coach at Tennessee State. I almost fell off the couch. I'm like, what? He goes, yeah. He goes, back, I just wanted to call you and let you know. He goes, man, it's crazy. So he tells me the story of how all of this happens. I talked to Dion. I did this. I did that. And I said, well, man, congratulations. I said, you know, the one thing I've always loved about you as a dude is that you've always wanted to take risk and challenges. You didn't just say, hey, I'm Eddie George, Heisman Trophy winner, and played at Ohio State, played with the Titans. I did this, I did that. He's always done stuff, whether it's acting or business acumen. Right. He's got a great entrepreneurial flair and spirit to him, which is why I probably have connected with him and vice versa. We just kind of get each other. So he's telling me how this whole thing comes about, becoming the head football coach at Tennessee State. I said, well, I promise I won't say a word to anybody, because I know it's your moment. You know, you'll announce it when you're ready to. I think today is the official announcement. So we start laughing and cutting up. And I said, man. And so he's telling me who's going to be on his staff, which is going to be really cool, what he's going to do and all this stuff. I said, Eddie, I hope it works for you, man. You know, I know you love the game. And now I get a chance to give back in the ultimate state. So we end the conversation. And Amy walks to the door. And I say, Amy, let me just tell you, Eddie George just called me. So I said, you know, here's what he's going to do. But you can't tell anybody. So that got me thinking. I got my notepad out, which I carry with me all the time, and I started writing down Eddie George, Tennessee State, Deion, Jackson State. Boy, if you could go back in history and pull out any great player from yesteryear to be your head coach, regardless of sport, doesn't have to be alma mater or anything else, but it could if you're in the mood, who would you pick? And I just circled it and wrote Monday's show. And sure enough, that's one of the things we did yesterday afternoon on the radio. But I started thinking about what we do here on ACC World. And so we're going to have fun with this topic today, Wes. And this is where fans can call in and cut up and go nuts. And again, if you're a North Carolina fan, in some respects, you're living it, because Hubert Davis was such a tremendous player that, you know, we gave the story about he really wasn't heavily recruited, but he worked his tail off, went to the NBA, did his thing with the Knicks and so forth. And now he's come back to be the head coach at North Carolina. So if you could go back in time, as far back as you want, and say, I'm going to pluck so-and-so to be the head coach at my school, who would you select? Where would you go? Who would it be? Yeah. And have fun. It could be a serious – again, this is one of those – I call them goofball questions on the afternoon show. But it, from an ACC perspective, there's really a lot of chances that you could go back and go, man, he or she – would be an awesome coach if I could take that person and stick them in and let it rip, see where it goes. So that's what we want you, the viewer and listener, to have some fun with us this morning at 844-SAY-ACCN.
There's two ways you could go with this, right? I mean, there's the, you know, Hubert Davis in some ways is kind of like the best of both worlds. I mean, he's the guy who played and he went to the league and he had a notable career, right? And then got into coaching and has done a great job and now gets the opportunity at Chapel Hill. So you get the credentials and combined with the flash. But oftentimes you might want to make that hire because of the flash. Like, I'll give you an example. You remember when Houston hired Clyde Drexler as their basketball coach, right? Remember what kind of flash that was? I mean, it was a big time. Didn't last very long, but it was a flash, right? Then you go and you get the grinder who maybe is the alum who's the grinder who's toiled and, you know, worked his way kind of up, maybe at the school, maybe not at the school, whatever the case may be. You know, like, for instance, at Duke, okay, if you want to get to Duke, then you get to the Quinn Snyder who's, you know, grinded at different places. Steve Wojciechowski, obviously, Johnny Dawkins. You get all the guys who've grinded along as coaches. I think it's a very interesting conversation. And here's the other thing, too. It's not tied necessarily to – we just talked about basketball. What about, like, football?
Oh.
I mean, tons of them. Dave Doran, we know, is getting a brand-new contract, but there's one of all – NC State's all-time greats. It's getting ready to start his high school coaching career in South Alabama this fall at a Christian school, right? I mean, the combinations here and the connections are kind of endless, and it goes all over the place. You've already got some alums that are coaching at other institutions. You know, so kind of what is your dream scenario here, Pac?
Yeah, this is
that the one we're looking for?
This is one of the, like I said, I call them goofball questions on the afternoon show, and this is kind of what it is, but you can have some fun with it, and you can even call in and almost mock your arch rival and say, you know what, I really wish School X would bring back.
Oh, boy.
I mean, there's so many different ways you can go on this.
Great.
Just to have some, no, what do you mean great? That's what it is. And there's so many different ways you can have fun with it. At the 844-SAY-ACCN. Of course, you can always give us the infamous hashtag Packer and Durham on social media if you want to go route too. Either way, it's good with us. But we're going to have some fun with this topic throughout the course of the next 2 hours and 50 minutes on the program. So have at it, and you can go for it. Again, there are so many possibilities here, but it made for a fun afternoon show across the country. And it was really funny to hear even folks outside this ACC market, which we do here in the morning, but people had a good time with this yesterday afternoon. And so we figured, you know, well, why not? We could do this for the ACC. It'd be a no-brainer, and it will be. So again, have at it, go for it, be creative, have fun with it.
Exactly. And remember now, we're also not just aligned to the fact that they have to be in coaching.
Right.
They could have been just a great player, a favorite of yours, and all of a sudden you want to make them the head coach. Because that would be kind of the flash. And then there's the guy that's the grinder, the one that has gotten into coaching, that kind of thing. So it's kind of flash versus credentials, well, I mean, if you will. And we'll do it.
I mean, you mentioned Philip Rivers at NC State. Like NC State, a guy like Bill Cowher has proven it, right? I mean, he was a terrific player.
Bill Cowher. That's a good one.
And Bill Cowher comes back. The guy was a pretty good coach of the next level and doing his thing with CBS on broadcasting and everything else. I mean, there's hundreds out there. Hundreds that you could pick and choose and have some fun with here.
Just think if we had Alabama, you could bring Coach Ford back.
Well, I mean, you know, Danny, you know, we got Dabo down there. He's a Bama guy. That whole Bama, you know, it all started, though. You know where it all started?
Hey, boy.
Coach Howard.
Hey, Durham. I talked to your daddy.
Woody.
He didn't think much of you
either. Woody, that boy big as you. What are you doing?
He didn't think much of you either.
Yeah. All right. Coming up on the show today, we're going to go golf with Press McFaul. Why? Because the Wolfpack has had nice things in golf.
Smoking.
Real nice things. I mean, 51 under at the Stitch Invitational. So we look forward to talking to Press McFaul. Also, first time visitor on this show, and timing is incredibly appropriate. David Coburn will be with us, the athletics director at Florida State. Over the weekend, Florida State announced a branding initiative for student-athletes in conjunction with Florida signing the name, image, and likeness bill. Ooh, what an appropriate time for David Coburn to show up to talk about that. Oh, by the way, the same weekend, Gus Malzahn put Twitter handles on the back of the jerseys for UCF players at the spring game.
Get ready for it. That's where we're going, boys and girls. Just, I mean, don't act. Hey, don't act surprised. That's all I'm going to tell you. Right. And by the way, the Florida State Apex deal, I saw the video. The video is very cool. And this is going to be a sample that every school in America that wants to participate in big-time athletics is going to have to get involved with. And you're going to see unbelievable, quote-unquote, flash campaigns as part of the hook for recruitment. It's going to be part of the deal. So if you're old school and you're like, this is an outrage, hey, don't be outraged. You just better get ready for it and get accepted.
Get ready.
Hey, this is the new world order in college athletics. That's where we're going.
Yep. By the way, Florida State not only announcing the Apex campaign, they also did an agreement with Influencer Pack. I think they're either the fifth or sixth different school in the ACC to work with that particular firm. That is a group that is tied heavily into social media with student athletes as it relates to branding.
Yep.
Better get ready for student-athlete branding among everything else that's getting ready to happen. So David Coburn, who, by the way, is the athletics director, but also has a tremendous connection to state politics in Florida, has worked with government relations and that kind of thing with Florida State under Dr. Thrasher. We look forward to talking with David Coburn. That comes up at 8:30 this morning. Danny Hall will be here at 9 o'clock, one of our all-time favorites. The Georgia Tech baseball coach will be here. Jackets and Auburn on the ACC television network tonight at 7 o'clock. So look forward to Danny Hall. And in case you missed it from yesterday, 7:45 this morning, the Clemson football head coach, Dabo Swinney, from yesterday's edition of Packer and Durham. All that and your calls at 844-SAY-ACCN.
And
I think we're off to a fun start here.
And I have a singular beef with one viewer that took exception to something I said yesterday. And I made it very clear to him that I was going to prove my point during the show today. And it involved our conversation.
What is that?
It involved our conversation yesterday about Will Zalatoris and his 28-inch waist hitting at 300-some-odd yards, dazzled the world from Augusta. And I made the comment, I think I asked you, when's the last time you remember having a 28-inch waist? And I think you said the fourth grade.
I told you it was the fourth grade.
Right. And I said, I had one when I was in high school. And this guy took exception to my comment. He said, you are so blah, 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 blah. And I said, okay, big man.
Really?
I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I will prove you wrong on Tuesday's program. So at some point in time today during the show, Jay Helms, you know who you are now, Jay Helms, I'm gonna get the last
laugh. We're calling people out. It's 7:15.
You know, I'm not just saying stuff to throw something up against the wall. There's plenty of networks that you can find somebody who loves to just throw stuff against the wall and not held responsible for what they say. When I tell you something, you know, it's normally got something, there's some thought behind it. So, Jay Helms, for you today, exclusively, I'm going to get the last laugh. Truly, the last laugh. So, that's coming up between now and 10 a.m. And by the way, we received hardware from Boston College. All right? We got to talk about that today,
too. Yes, we did.
BC comes through
big
time.
We got some stuff sent to us.
BC in the house. Literally tell you what. In the house.
Yeah. All right. Sit tight. 844 say ACCN. All that plus this get back for Jay Helms, is it?
Jay Helms.
Who said you never were a 26 or 28 in the waist.
And you know what? He wasn't kind about it. And that's why I said, you know what, big man? You know what? Okay. I run across you all kind of folks all the time. And so I'm going to now.
Oh, boy.
I've now decided to pick you as the one that I want to have some fun with today. So, okay. Jay, I get the last call. Right. My turn.
Okay. Full show, your calls, plus 9 o'clock hour features Josh Macri, the voice of victory.
Voice of victory.
With an edition of True or False. Yeah. True or False. The voice of victory. There it is, right there. That's Macri, the voice of victory.
Heaving another grenade.
All right. We're off and rolling. Tuesday edition. Packer and Durham. When we come back,
Prime.
You get to make the call. Coach Prime, Coach Chris Paul, Coach Jason Veritek, Coach Larry Fitzgerald, Coach Grant Hill, who's running USA Basketball. You're up next on Packer and Durham.
The Packer and Durham Podcast. Here's Mark Packer and Wes Durham.
Packer and Durham on a Tuesday, 844. Say, ACCN is the number for the program. Preston McFaul coming up bottom of the hour talking NC State golf, and the pack is rolling. Four consecutive, looking for number five. Rolling. That'd be the ACC tournament coming up next week, but we'll get to that momentarily. All right, our topic du jour, we're going to have some fun with this. You can go back as far as you want. It could be last week. It could be 50 years ago. It can be whatever you want. You can go Billy Packer and Wake Forest. You can go whatever you want to do on this. Who do you pick and why, right? And if you want to make fun of an opponent, you can go there too. You can go rival on this and go, boy, I would love to see, again, this is for you guys to have fun with. We got a list longer than our arm on this. But there's some great names, though, Wes, that immediately come to mind.
Well, I mean, if you're thinking now about alums of your school that are into coaching right now and on track, right? And I say tracks to either be a head coach at the collegiate level, head coach at the professional level. I mean, all right, let's go to the early 90s when Florida State joined the league. They had a fiery point guard named Sam Cassell. Mm-hmm. Well, Sam Cassell went on to, you know, great things in the National Basketball Association, did a marvelous job when he played at Florida State. But here's the other thing to remember about Sam Cassell. He could be the next head coach in the NBA. He's been a longtime NBA assistant. The other part about this is Sam Cassell could be a guy 10 years from now replace Leonard Hamilton, you know?
Yeah.
Because I figured Leonard will go another 10.
Yeah, well, you know, Leonard may go to his about late 40s, right? When he gets near 50, Leonard may just say, hey, it's time for me to go chill. Because he's cruising right now with a bad Achilles at the age of 38. Leonard's got it going on down there in Tallahassee now.
But that's the kind of guy. I mean, same applicable player, Steve Wojciechowski, right? Didn't end well at Marquette about a month ago. But Steve Wojciechowski's the kind of guy who's gotten into coaching, been very successful, did a good job at Marquette, and, of course, was a tremendous player at Duke. And just one of those guys that it was easy to see the transition to coaching, wasn't it, Pack?
Plus, you know, the other good news from that perspective, if you're a Duke guy, is that he won the last time he was at the Smith Center, right? Last time he showed up at Smith Center, no big deal. Yeah. In fact, it was an easy win. So he's got that going for him, which is kind of nice.
Yeah.
And would not be surprised to hear Wojo's name pop up later on, right? I mean, I don't think that would surprise anybody.
No. How about one of the new hires into coaching? This guy's not that far away from running the rock, and now he's coaching with a whistle and the whole nine and doing game plans. And this one, C.J. Spiller is – this is one you can tell Dabo Swinney's pretty excited about, Pike.
Yeah.
Because this guy's shown something, it seems like.
Well, here's the other thing, too. I mean, that relationship between Dabo and C.J. Spiller, when C.J. was an all-world high school player out of Florida – CJ was the key component of the recruiting class that started it for Dabo. So, I mean, there is a real tie and connection there between Spiller and Dabo. And now the fact that CJ, and again, we've had him on the show, and he was great, but he was just a dynamic player. 2-8 could fly. But now the fact that he's a coach, that's kind of a pride and joy thing for Dabo Swinney. No doubt.
Yeah. One that's intriguing because this guy's impact, he does so many good things to help people. You can only imagine how good he would be as a coach. He'd be inspirational for sure. His teams would play with toughness. But when you talk about Ed Reed is the kind of guy that as coaching gets going – for him. And now he's the chief of staff for Manny Diaz, but tell me Ed Reed's pregame wouldn't light it up, right? Tell me the midweek stuff wouldn't light it up. Film study, all that, right?
This guy is the true professional in every sense of the word. And Weston, we did the Legends a couple years ago for the ACC. That particular year, Ed Reed was the representative for Miami. Incredibly cool, yeah. Right? He got the hat, the fedora, you know, just had the look, the vibe. And he wasn't trying to be anybody else. It was just being Ed Reed. And he is a great player. Great player. And I would think that the connection that he would have from a recruiting perspective, understanding the game, the toughness that's necessary, the swagger and what, you know, Miami of yesteryear and all those great programs, he got it and knows it. And so... that was a smart move for Manny, I thought, to do that. By the way, folks can jump on board. We're just kind of putting some chum in the water here for you guys to bite and have some fun with it. 844-SAY-ACCN. 844-SAY-ACCN. When you can call in and have some fun with this. Again, you know, hashtag Packer and Durham on social media if you want to partake. We got a bunch of those coming your way, too. But we're just doing just a couple names out there to whet your appetite.
All right. Now, if you wanted to go with Flash, let's say you're Boston College, you want to go with Flash. Well, you get one of your legends, and you say, okay, here's the deal. You want to get into coaching? All right, you're our guy, Doug Flutie.
Of course.
I mean, if you put Doug Flutie, Heisman Trophy winner, you know, played in the NFL, played in the CFL, had a career in television, now that he's going to get into this, that would be a flash. That would be the flash. My guess is he'd put together a really good staff, but you'd be hiring – a brand for Boston College. You got a statue outside the stadium. That pretty much does it, doesn't it?
Well, in this age of name, image, and likeness, I mean, when you say Boston College football, is he not the very first person that immediately comes to mind?
Yeah.
And I know they've had a bunch of dudes now, but you think Doug Flutie instantly when you think BC football, don't you? I mean, instantly. Like, you're not even sure where you'd go with number two. Yeah. He's definitely your number one guy.
Yeah, there are two or three others that would fall into that category at BC as well. Last one here is a guy who, has become a servant to others in his post-football career. He's done some remarkable things, but he's a brand into himself as well. And if he ever wants to coach, I think he'd be a pretty good one. But this is Chris Long. I just think what he did at Virginia – is enough to earn him a lot of street cred in the game pack.
Yep.
And what he did as a pro was phenomenal, and what he's doing now is also phenomenal.
Yeah, I mean, smart, tough, knows how to play the game the right way, get back to community is always important to him. He's a great representative of that institution. He would be tremendous, really great. I think he'd be
–
I think Long would be successful – no matter what he decides to do, right? If he said, hey, I'm going to go start a safari hunt in Africa, he'd be like, well, that'd be the best one to go do. I mean, no matter what it is, Chris Long's going to get it done. He's going to do it the right way.
I agree. Yep. We'll get to your comments, social media, hashtag Packer and Durham, 844-SAY-ACCN. The next ACC spring game, by the way, right here on this channel, is set for Saturday. Ed Reed will probably be into the camera frame at some point because it's Miami at Hard Rock Stadium. Matt Berry and Mike Golic Jr. have coverage of the U's spring game for you. They're starting their preparation. You think they got a notebook on Alabama for opening weekend?
They better.
Chick-fil-A kickoff game and Mercedes-Benz? I bet they do. Manny Diaz rolls the Canes out there at 11 a.m. Presented by GEICO on ACC Network, streaming live on the ESPN app. When we come back, Press McFaul joins us. NC State's men's golf coach, the Wolfpack, has been going low, and I mean low. 51 under. That's almost as good as Pack did one time.
Yeah, not quite.
We'll talk to Coach McFaul about the NC State rampage through the spring schedule next.
Packer and Durham. This is the Packer and Durham podcast.
On a Tuesday, 844-SAY-ACCN. We'll get to your phone calls here momentarily. We've been talking about NC State's golf program. The ACC, by the way, has four teams ranked in the top nine in the country in the latest poll. Four right. In the top nine. Stupid good. Florida State's two, Clemson four, Wake is eight, and the head coach of number nine nationally, NC State, is joining us as we speak, West Durham.
Yeah, Press McFaul. Now, here's one that ties right to today's topic. You go get an NC State guy to coach NC State, right?
That's it. That's right.
I mean, played there for Richard Sykes, and then when Coach Sykes retired a couple of years ago, the Wolfpack goes and gets one of their own. Press, great to have you on this show. Congratulations on the spring. Holy cow. It's been like you guys have been just destroying teams and winning tournaments. I mean, what's been the big key here?
Oh man, thanks for having me on. It's been exciting. It's been a fun run. You know, it's cliche, and nobody really wants to hear a bunch of coach speak. But truly, our guys have done a great job of controlling what they can control, and that's what they've done. You can't control COVID. You can't control whether or not there's a fall season. You can't control anything out there other than working hard on the next shot. And that's what they've done. They've kind of bought into that, and that's kind of become their mantra, and go to the next one, the next opportunity. And that's been the big key for our guys. They've developed that confidence around doing their job and believe that NC State golf is good enough. And so kind of my assistant coach kind of came up with the mantra, just do us. And that's been our word, and that's kind of what our guys are doing. Mm. And it's been nice.
Press, what's a higher number, the amount of birdies you guys made at McGregor Downs or the pollen count right now in Raleigh-Durham Chapel Hill? What's a bigger number?
Yeah. that's a fair question because there's a lot of pollen on the ground, but that was a lot of birdies. It was a blur of birdies. We had all five guys playing together so because of COVID. So we're walking around watching the same group of fivesomes and our team's playing together in a fivesome, and then it's just a blur. It was just one after another after another.
Now, Press, here's the deal. I know I grew up playing that golf course. Wasn't very good playing it, but here's the idea. 51 under, that means not one guy went low. That means everybody went low. Is there just a karma to it with five guys playing together that – when one sees the other guy start making one, everybody else wants to jump in?
I definitely think that there's something to that, no doubt. There was one hole where there's a couple of challenging tee shots out there, and the first guy got up and just piped it, and then the second guy got up right behind him and hit the exact same shot. And by the time we were done, all five guys had looked like they'd hit shots that came out of the same gun. So I think having the visual going before you of a quality shot like that does feed down the line. And then once you have some guys making some birdies and some putts dropping, we had some people out there watching. There's a little bit of energy. Our strength coach was out there and he was yelling, boom at the top of his lungs every time somebody made a birdie. So the next guy wanted to make one too, and it was just a lot of positive vibes and positive emotion. I think they were definitely feeding off each other for sure.
By the way, is the strength coach, is his voice going about as good as yours right now? Because between the pop and all those booms and birdies out there, you gotta pace yourself, coach. I mean, we got this ACC tournament next week.
That's right. He and I probably need some voice therapy this week before ACC.
You need something. I will say one thing. You replaced Richard Sykes, who was not a good coach, a great coach, and loved NC State. And there are so many Richard Sykes stories. We could spend the next 3 hours telling absolutely classic Sykes stories. And I remember when I first got to Clemson and my buddy Larry Penley, of course, he and Sykes are best buds, and NC State and Clemson back in 1990 finished tied for first in the ACC tournament and all that stuff, and they had a debate about who was going to share the trophy, and that went on and on. But the funniest Richard Sykes story I ever heard, I wasn't present for it, but Richard had, you know, the glass eye, and he would take his teams, you know, it's time to take the team out for dinner, and they'd go to, you know, Best Western or whatever it was, Western Sizzlin', and back in the days, and back then, that was good eating. Still is, if you're in the mood. And they'd get a salad, and he'd take out his glass eye and put it in the salad and then tell the waitress, ma'am, there's an eye in my salad. And it became like the ritual every week that Sykes would take out that goofy eye and just stick it in a salad and just go crazy with the waitress, and people would freak out, and everybody had a good laugh at it. But he was not only incredibly entertaining, but what a great coach. And I know you loved playing for him. And to be able to succeed him and have this kind of success, it's just got to be out of sight.
Yeah, he's a legend and a good friend, and he talked me into doing this. So I tell him, you know, most of the days I have him to thank, and every once in a while I have him to blame. But he's a good friend, a great guy. He was a phenomenal guy at keeping his teams loose. Nobody was better.
Yeah.
You know, the regionals and finals teams tend to get tight, and we always went there and had a blast and had fun, and he was phenomenal at keeping us loose, and it was things like putting his eye in the salad and things like that. You never knew what was coming next, and you were on your toes the whole time for sure. Yeah,
so great.
All right, and the trophy,
what was that?
I was going to say the trophy at the McGregor Downs tournament is the Sykes Cup,
right?
And it was a big treat for us because Richard was there to present the trophy. He'd given it to Wake Forest in year one, Duke in the second year, and then he got up there and he said, I finally get to give it to my favorite school. And it was a good moment for all of us.
No doubt. Excellent.
Oh, that's awesome. Hey, I want to ask you about next week at the Capital City Crabapple course outside of Atlanta. This should be quite a show now. If people pay attention to college golf, the ACC is loaded and your team is right there. We've talked about Clemson and their run. Now NC State's had this tear. What do you expect? I mean, you've got Benjamin Shipp, you've got John Pack, you've got quality artillery ready to go, and it's hard. And I'm not trying to put the pressure out there, but it's hard to believe you guys have never won this, right?
Well, in 1990, they were co-champions with Clemson. So right. NC State's never won an outright championship. We were co-champions in 90. And
so
this is definitely...
Go ahead.
Yeah, so this is definitely... this spring has been a few firsts. We've won some tournaments for the first time that we'd never won before. We'd never won three in a row. We've never won four in a row. And our guys have... You know, we never set out to win three or four in a row. We just set out to win the next one. And we've always had our eyes on this. This is a program goal to compete and win an ACC championship. It's what we're after. And so we're going down there with the same mentality to win the next one and go down there and do us for 54 holes and then move into match play and do us for a little bit longer. And that's our goal, to do that until we either win or until they send us home. We're ready to go right now. We wish we could get in the van and go down there right now, but we got a week to rest up and get better, and we're looking forward to it. We can't wait.
Coach, I know it's a team game, and when everybody's dialed in like you were at McGregor Downs, life is beautiful. You just put your feet back and watch the kids have a great time. But it's always good to know, though, you've got a super dude in Ship, right? I mean, that's a guy that's won two tournaments already in the stretch, and you know you can almost say, hey, you know what? This guy can win every week. He tees it up and lets it rip. And Wes just mentioned John Pack, who's done an incredible job at Florida State, and there's so many great individual players in the league. But you've got that guy, right? And everybody needs that guy. And then you hope everybody else can kind of jump on the bandwagon and take off and get hot like your team has and win in four straight. But what has Ship meant to you in terms of leadership and understanding that, guess what, guys, let's go win another one?
Yeah, Ben is tremendous. He has, you know, he's a COVID senior and he wanted to come back. And I'm really grateful that he and Christian Salzer are both, they're both COVID seniors that wanted to come back. And that meant that they our program's a good place. It's a good culture. It's where they want to be. And that was really gratifying. But aside from that, Ben is one of the best putters I've ever seen in college golf. I mean, it does not take long to call the roll amongst guys that I've seen that are great putters. In fact, him and Snedeker are probably the two guys that I'd put in the elite category of putting. And we've got another guy on our team, Easton Paxton, who's close to as good a putter as Ben Ship is. And there's just never really you're always waiting for them to go off. You're always waiting for them to just start holding putts. And when he's not making putts, they look like they're going in. And so, you know, I guess I've heard it said that putting can cover a multitude of sins, and that's pretty much the case in golf. I mean, you can make some errors, but as long as you wait for something good to happen on the greens and roll the ball well, you're always in the ball game. And
that's right.
And that's Ben. Yeah.
Yeah, it's not how, it's how many, right?
All right, Press.
At the end of the day. That's it.
You're in an interesting spot here because you're an NC State grad and you're coaching your school. And we're talking about guys today, you know, this whole thing about going back and coaching your alma mater. If I were going to make you Boo Cargan, okay, and you're 20 years, 30 years down the road here, and you get to hire somebody to coach a sport, and you're going to hire an NC State guy. Who's the NC State guy you're going to hire? And it could be anywhere. And I know there are a lot of NC State people involved at NC State, but could you identify one that would be a flash, or is there somebody down the road? I mean, you know the ACC, and you know, and maybe you want to make Carolina's next hire. I don't know. Maybe there's somebody out there you want to hire for the rival, or you want to hire a guy at Duke. You take your pick here, but I know you got enough under the hood to handle this.
Yeah, I could definitely be more effective hiring for Chapel Hill or Duke, I feel, from a selfish standpoint. But you know, if I had to lay that out, I think the dream scenario for the Wolfpack would be Coach Doran's been doing a great job and continuing to, and he's going to have another good run here for another 8 or 10 years, and maybe he wants to retire at the end of that. I have no idea, but I think Philip Rivers on the sideline at Carter-Finley would be just right. So that's my vote.
That'd be a good one. That'd be a real good one.
That's a good one. Hey, safe travels down here to Alpharetta. I know you've seen Crabapple before. That's a long ball golf course now. You got to be able to stripe it on that track. You know that.
Yeah, it's big. It's a really good place. It's going to be an excellent venue. Coach Hepler at Georgia Tech and Mr. Covington at Crabapple have put a lot of effort into this, and this is going to be a phenomenal week for the league and a phenomenal week for all our student athletes. And I'm really grateful that it's worked out for us to go down there and be in Alpharetta. And this is exciting. And you're right, it's a loaded league, and it's going to be a great week of competition. We're ready to get after it.
Rest that voice, man. Load up the van. Let's go. Munch of birdies.
All right. We'll do it.
Take care. Press McFaul is the head golf coach at NC State. Yeah. Be well. Go Pack. We'll see you soon. And when we come back, in case you missed it from yesterday, Dabo Swinney is next. Right here on the Tuesday edition of Packer and Durham. You will hear from the Clemson head coach as we work our way through the first hour of the Tuesday program. Dabo, right after this.
The Packer and Durham Podcast.
P
Here's Mark Packer and Wes Durham.
Packer and Durham on a Tuesday. 844-SAY-ACCN. I promise we'll get to your phone calls, texts, tweets. And Jay Helms, I hope you're still watching. Just hang tight. Coming after
you. Oh, my God. All right, let's move along. In case you missed it yesterday morning, Dabo Swinney joined us in the 9 o'clock hour, a week removed from the Clemson spring game, and we started with the tough end of the deal, Tyson Pumichan's apparent Achilles injury. And after the injury, where does that leave Clemson's kind of outlook and depth chart at the quarterback spot?
Media asked me afterwards, like, you know, what is this? Have you ever had such a dire situation at quarterback? And I was like, well, 2 years ago, we went 15-0. We had a true freshman starter. We had a redshirt freshman backup in Chase Bryce. And then our third quarterback was Hunter Renfro, and our fourth quarterback was our punter, Will Spire. So we have some issues. There's no doubt about that. Not denying that, but we're in a lot better shape than we were 2 years ago. Now you got to get lucky. You know, we were able to stay healthy for the most part with Trevor and Chase that year. But we've got DJ. He's going to be a great player. Hunter Helms, who was with us last year, is back and has really made a lot of progress. We signed two kids that we're really excited about, Bubba Chandler and Will Taylor. These are two, you know, high-level talents that we're excited about. Both will, you know, be here this summer. And then we have a young man named Billy Wiles who turned down several Division I offers to try to come in here and walk on and compete. So we actually have three guys coming in this summer, and then with Hunter, that's four. So we'll have five quarterbacks on the roster, real quarterbacks, whereas 2 years ago, we really only had two.
But I tell you what, though, man, watching that spring game, and I'd already heard a number of rumors about the running backs that you got back there, other than the guys that we knew about. But goodness gracious, wide receivers, and that includes no Justin Ross, who, again, knock on wood, you'll get a chance to see him. And your tight ends, you've got so many guys that it is almost uncalled for. I mean, I don't even know. You only got one football. How are you going to get everybody the football?
Oh, man. You know, hopefully you get a lot of snaps. A lot of first downs leads to more possessions. And, you know, we want to get 80-plus snaps a game. That's always been a goal for us. And we spread the ball around. But it's exciting. It is because, you know, last year, three of our top five receivers really didn't play all year. You know, Ross was on the sideline, and Ngata and Ladson were pretty much, you know, out most of the year, sporadic moments here or there. But, you know, getting our tight end group where it is, super excited about that. And then these running backs, this is a really, really talented group of running backs. And it's going to be incredibly competitive. So those three positions, I think we have a chance to really be special. But the key for us is going to be the development up front. And, you know, last year we really had five guys and really six that we felt like could win for us at a high level. And I think we're just so much further along. All those guys were young. We're a little more battle-tested. They got some scars and wounds on them and a little more thick skin, a little more knowledgeable. And so I'm excited about what we're going to do this summer and into camp, because I think when we get to September and it's time to play, I think we're going to have 10 or 11 offensive linemen that can go win for us. And that's what we're used to. That's when we've been at our best, when we've had that type of functional depth in the OL. And so we got a good group. Had some young guys come in this spring that got our attention, and we got a couple more coming this summer that I think can add to it.
All right, so you get the offense sorted out. McClain was the first one to say in some of our production meetings prior to the spring game that he thinks the defense could be better than that world-class crowd a couple of years ago. How does the head football coach assess it after spring?
Well, I think they've got potential. I think we're heading in that direction. And we've taken some lumps, really, the last couple of years with some just inexperience and youth, you just have to kind of go through it. And it was kind of a perfect storm. And we've been a really good team, but not quite to our standard of where we want to be from a defensive standpoint. And again, you come off a 15-0 season 2 years ago. That group was just incredibly special. A bunch of first rounders running around out there. But I think we're built the same. Now we got to go perform the same and commit the same and put it all together. From a knowledge standpoint, the type of summer that we need to have. But I love what I'm seeing up front. We've kind of, gone through some battles with some youth, but Miles Murphy's not a freshman anymore. Brzee's not a freshman anymore. Tyler Davis has got two good years of football. Rook Ororo is really, grown up and learned how to play the game. KJ and Maskell and Xavier Thomas. So I'm excited about those guys in that defensive line, some of the young guys that have come in. But I think our linebackers, this is as functional a group as we've had in a long time. And now back in the secondary, a lot of guys got a lot of experience last year. Some of them got some bad experience too, got exposed a little bit. But that's been good for us.
All right, final question here. Anything we need to know about the society event of the year in the state of South Carolina from Saturday night out at Palmetto Bluff? Everybody, the nuptials of Trevor and Marissa, everybody good. Everybody had a nice time. Looks like all the Tiger faithful were on hand. Anything we need to know from our special correspondent, Dabo Swinney?
Well, I made it through the limbo line. I was able to get underneath the thing.
Yeah, so we saw that.
I did okay on that. Oh, you did? Oh, wow. So, yeah, I made that. Yeah. I didn't fall or anything like that. But we had a great time. It was that's a beautiful place. I've never been down there. It's kind of off the grid, this Palmetto Bluff place. But it was beautiful. Got a chance to play golf and got a chance to see a lot of the fellas and hung out. We all danced, did the wobble and a couple of them other dances. So we had a good time. Yeah, wobble, baby, wobble, baby. Oh, yeah, we got that down. Yeah. And I'd like to see you do the wobble. Both of y'all. I'd like to see both of y'all do the wobble.
The wobble. Nope. I naturally wobble. That'd be no issue with me. Naturally
happy for
wobble.
Trevor and Marissa. She looked beautiful.
Yeah.
It was a great event. Again, great to see a lot of his teammates there. And then also got a chance to see a day of golf at the Masters, which was really cool as well. So it was a great weekend. And now we're back in player meetings today and moving forward.
I think Tigers will be just fine, don't you? Holy smokes. Plenty more to go coming up in the 8 o'clock hour. David Coburn, the athletics director at Florida State, makes his debut with Packer and Durham. Look forward to visiting with him. We'll also dive more into this. Your school, you get to hire one of your own. Any sport, you can hire one for your rivals too if you want to. 844-SAY-ACCN. Oh, GMAC. There'll be a lot of people from a rival school that don't want him. Matt Ryan? Oh, BC, there's a good idea. We'll dive more into this when we come back. Hour 2, Packer and Durham's Tuesday show is next.
Packer and Durham.